You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 33, Team Building, Marketing, and Productivity Secrets with Catherine Renier of Coconut Calendar.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, e komo mai, escape artists. Hello and welcome. This is the 33rd episode of the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Team building, marketing, and productivity secrets with Catherine Renier of Coconut Calendar. This episode is proudly hosted and sponsored by the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort, a 62-acre oceanfront paradise here on the Big Island of Hawaii. To book your Makai experience, go to HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to let them know that you heard about it on the Erica Duran Show. Well, there's a lot going on around here, and we have a lot of announcements today. So if you want a one-stop page for all the links and resources we mention in this episode, go to ericaduran.co/33. So bear with me through all the announcements, but I think you'll see that there are even more ways for us to connect and for you to get the support in designing your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle. So first, I'm happy and excited to announce that I will be hosting a free live virtual luau each and every month. I've been talking about this for a long time, so it's time to make it happen. Some of these luaus will be Google Hangouts, and some will be Q&A conference call style, and some will even be live in-person meetups when I'm traveling around and meeting you all in person. To find out when the next luau is and to RSVP, go to ericaduran.co/virtualluau or to this episode's show notes again at ericaduran.co/33, where you'll find all the other resources and links mentioned here. Second, after months in the making, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design TV is live, and I'll be sure to put that link for my channel into the show notes as well, so you can subscribe to the channel and not miss an episode. Third, if you are really serious about starting your own freedom-based lifestyle and starting to grow your business so that can easily support all your desires and goals, you should schedule your private and complimentary aloha session with me at ericaduran.co/aloha. Now, speaking of scheduling, guess what I'm using to schedule all these meetings and events without myself even being involved? I'm using Coconut Calendar. So a little story, late one night a few months ago, I was very frustrated with what I was using to book my Aloha sessions and my podcast guests and client sessions. And I felt at this point I had tried every app out there, every software, and none of them were doing what I wanted them to do. So I kept searching and searching, and then all of a sudden when I was about to shut my laptop down, Google popped up with this Coconut Calendar, and at first I didn't believe it because it fit so well with my brand. So I've been using it for a few months now, and I love it. It lets me embed the program onto my own website, so there's no branding lost when you go to schedule an appointment with me. You can see an example at ericaduran.co/schedule. And I also have an app for it on my Facebook business page, so people don't even have to leave Facebook to book sessions and if they're a podcast guest, book their time for that. It has a two-way sync with Google Calendar, and it's just a really clean user interface to use. So in today's episode, you're going to meet Catherine Renier of Coconut Calendar. Catherine is a 32-year-old entrepreneur and the founder of Coconut Calendar. Coconut Calendar is a Canadian-based software company that gets customers in the door through online appointments. Since 2007, Catherine and her team have been dedicated to creating immediate connections between customers and businesses. It's a smart business move to reduce administration tasks with automation, such as automatic appointment reminders through text messaging and email. I have to say, I had a great time on this podcast and chatting with Catherine and her team. And before and after the show, we chatted a lot to get this all set up and to really get to know her. She is really running this company as, I think, what should become the new normal. I think with all the strong women enterprises rising up, we are going to see a lot of creativity and out-of-the-box thinking in the world. She has put so much care into her team, so you'll definitely want to hear her strategies for team building. So in this episode, you'll learn how the idea for Coconut Calendar came about, and it's pretty funny, and the steps she took to get it from an idea to a business, because sometimes when we have this idea, we don't know what the first step is to get from A to B to C. And then we're going to hear her best advice for keeping her team and herself productive. And then we're going to talk about how Catherine went about finding her market or niche for Coconut Calendar and how she shifted it a little bit and what has been the best marketing tactics for her so far. Of course, after the break, we'll have our WikiWiki round with rapid fire questions. Be sure to stay tuned to the very end to claim your free gift from Catherine. She was so generous here. Remember, you can find all the links and resources mentioned in this episode at ericaduran.co/33. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. Okay, aloha, escape artists. Today I have Catherine Renier, and she is the creator of Coconut Calendar. Are you there, Catherine?
I sure am, Erica.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're a busy lady running a corporation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And where in the world are you calling from today? We have an international audience.
Oh, lovely. So, Erica, I'm calling from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which is in Canada. Kind of a tongue twister.
I take that back. My father did live in Montana, so northern that he could see Canada from his front porch.
Well, then you're almost where we are.
Oh, cool. Now, in the intro of this show, I gave a short bio, but if you could just go ahead and introduce yourself in your own words to the audience.
Sure. So my name is Catherine Renier, and I am the CEO and founder of Coconut Calendar. And at Coconut Calendar, we really are making an immediate connection between your customers and your business. I'm also a mother of a lovely 4-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. And I feel very fortunate to be a female entrepreneur in the tech industry.
Yeah, that makes you stand out right there. And what does a freedom-based lifestyle mean to you?
You know, I've thought about this question, and I'm currently going through with our corporation expanding so rapidly, and as you know, other parents that are juggling family and business, you know, what does freedom mean? And to me, freedom is really, and I think you said this earlier to me, Erica, offline, is that, you know, freedom is really having that time to do what it is that you want. And also being able to schedule that when you need to. So for me, a freedom-based lifestyle is really just giving me the opportunity to make those choices as what's best for me.
Perfect. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no,
that's it. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. I know a lot of our... Well, first of all, I love Coconut Calendar. I just started using it about 2 months ago, and all my audience all over social media knows I love Coconut Calendar because it's such frustrating with other systems, and I just love this. And then, of course, the branding was perfect for me. It was perfectly aligned with my company and what I'm trying to do. So what a lot of entrepreneurs have trouble with is taking things from the idea to A to B to C, and they have trouble trying to see how to get from A to B. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about coconut calendar and how the idea came about, and what are some of the literal steps you went? Did you just like have this idea and then it turned into a business?
Yeah, you know, this is the first thing to let listeners know is you're not alone. And even though we've gone through A, B, and C, I am continually looking, you know, D, E, and F. And I don't know if that portion ever stops on how to get to the next level. And I think that's just a lot, how a lot of us entrepreneurs are wired is, you know, what's next, what's next. Mm-hmm. But for those that are just starting with their idea and trying to take that into a business idea, you know, I went through a lot of growing pains. I made a lot of mistakes, and it took me a long time to get it right, or what I felt was right.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with the idea first and foremost because I was working for another software company at the time, and I was doing lots of traveling, and I could never get a hold of my massage therapist that was down the hall ever. And she's so good. Like, I just loved her. And I'm like, why can I just not get a hold of you? This is so frustrating. Like, should I slide a note under your door? And so I had this idea and I talked to her about it, and she said, yeah, absolutely, Catherine, that would totally make my life better. I then found a developer, and we kind of thought we would go through it with a partnership. And I soon realized that that wasn't ideal for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up parting ways. And yet again, a year later, I started over again. And so I've had a few starts with that. But I think the idea is you just need to keep going, and it's okay to make mistakes, and you need to revise as you go. That is the biggest thing. The other thing I realized is your customer really need to understand what their pain point is. So when I started Coconut Calendar, I thought, the point of creating it was I wanted to be able to book online, and that's why I created it. But I realized that's not why business owners were investing into it. And that's after I spent a year, you know, trying to promote, let your customers book online. It'll be so awesome for them. And it's sad to say, but the business owner was really more interested in simplifying their life.
Mm.
I really needed to sell the fact that Coconut Calendar decreased their voicemail while increasing their business. The fact that customers could book online was a bonus, but that's not necessarily the reason they were investing. And I discovered that through going for coffee with my customers and saying, hey, like, why did you really go with us? And having those really intimate conversations really turned a light bulb on, and we switched our marketing approach, and it's turned out to be very successful for us.
That's perfect. Of just a perfect example of people saying no to you and constantly tweaking your messaging until you got it right. And it's such small, minuscule changes, and things just explode when you get that messaging right. It's just been crazy.
You know, and I am really a pioneer at heart, and I'm not a marketer. And so it's a struggle for me sometimes to say, okay, like, how are we going to do this? And it's always scary to go out there and sing your message from a rooftop. But I think really understanding your customer from top to bottom with what they really need is, you know, they kind of almost do the marketing for you when they have the answers.
Right. And I love the fact that it was for your own self-care. You're like, I want a massage, and how do I book you?
Selfishness why this came to be.
I was wondering what this story was, because it is, you know, it's getting more so nowadays that women are more in the technology field, but you're still a minority in that field. So I wanted to ask you that question of how you thought you could just go off and create a software, you know, program. And yeah, so you kind of were in the field already a little bit.
It's probably good that I had no idea. You know, sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Right.
I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had no idea it would be such a bumpy road to start with. I had no idea that, I mean, for the first 3 years, I worked full time and made calls from my car at lunchtime. And tried to grow a business while working full time. And I decided to quit my full time job when I found out I was 3 months pregnant with our first baby.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, are you crazy? And I thought, well, maybe. But at some point, that every entrepreneur gets to that point where they get tired of, you know, doing it as a part-time gig or, you know, after-hour gig, and they want to jump in. And I just thought, you know, if I don't do it, I would always have that regret. So I decided to take the plunge, not knowing whether or not it was going to work out.
Right. And I've interviewed quite a few people lately for this show and other projects, and no entrepreneur I've ever interviewed said, oh yeah, everything just lined up perfectly. And it was so easy. And I had all the answers, and like, no one's ever said that to me. So I love sharing these stories of, you know, getting over themselves and just going for it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Now I know you have a team, working with you, what is some of your best advice for keeping your team and yourself productive, other than using Coconut Calendar, of course?
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is great because we started, when I first started Coconut Calendar, there was only two of us, and we really just sat in the same room. Mm-hmm. It was like the size of a closet, and and we just had that communication. And now we're up to, we're looking at expanding to 7 people now, and we have some in Toronto and some in Saskatoon. So what I have learned is, and this is so cliche, but one of the best things that I found is obviously communication. So every Monday we outline what everybody's doing for the week and what needs to get done. And it's a quick, you know, 30-minute meeting. Everyone mm-hmm. just kind of, we call it a stand-up. Everyone mm-hmm. just says, this is what we're working on. The other thing I started implementing a few months ago, which has proved to... it's blown my mind how useful this has been, and even for productivity, is I do, we call it a one-on-one connect meeting. Mm-hmm. And so I spend a half hour once a week with every single employee. And people who are entrepreneurs are going to say, how do you have the time to do that? That is ridiculous. But I will tell you what, every single meeting, our company gets better. They get better. I get better. And the ideas that come from those intimate conversations, again, blow my mind. I now say, how do I not have time to do it because of how much value it's brought to the company?
Oh, I believe it. I believe you are investing that half hour with the employee. It probably saves you 5 or 6 hours, or it saves you lost customers and frustration and turnover, probably. It probably really helps your turnover.
Well, you know, we have very low turnover. I'm very selective on who we hire. I've probably, I've fired lots of people. And I always say we're too small to not have the best of the best.
Right. And that cliche, hire slowly, fire quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think people would be surprised at, even though we all sat in a room together at one point, how much I really didn't know about them. I thought I knew a lot about them. But these one-on-ones just opened up. And the other part is that when you have the right people, they really want to make the company better. They really want to provide their input. They really want to help you take it to the next level. And they think of things I would never think of. And just giving them that permission to say, that is an excellent idea. You're in charge of that. Let's get that done.
So is
you
there,
just move. Oh, go ahead. Move so fast that way.
Yeah, I bet. And so are there any other little productivity tricks that you and your team have implemented that might be relatable to a lifestyle entrepreneur or anything?
We, being that we're in the technology industry, a lot of the tools we implement allow us to be productive. And when you talk about a lifestyle company, I really try to have our staff have a good lifestyle as well. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, one of our developers is going to go live in France later this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was on his dream list. It came through our one-on-one connect that he wanted to do this. And I said, well, why don't you just do it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're going to really be looking at the technology for that communication and working on our process to make sure it's up to par to facilitate, you know, when people aren't in the office per se.
Oh, that's amazing that you're doing that. If other bosses and company owners thought like this, no one would be so, you know, angry about having their 9-to-5 job, you know, if they had the freedom. That's amazing. That's so impressive.
I always say you are able to do or work from wherever you like, and as long as the work's getting done, I don't care. Enjoy life, enjoy your time. You know, as long as when we set our goals for the week, you can commit to those and get those done, then, you know, why not?
It's perfect. That's why more women need to own businesses, because we think like this.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then we talked about this a little bit earlier, but maybe you could go in a little bit deeper on how you went about finding your market or your niche for Coconut Calendar, and maybe what have been your best marketing channels so far. And I'm pretty much meaning literally, like, do you use Facebook ads? Do you use Google AdWords? What do you do for that?
Okay. So, this again is something that's been ongoing for us. We have really, and people don't like to hear this because it's not always an actionable thing, but word of mouth has been key for us.
Okay.
Also, all of our promotions and everything have been online. We've tried to do some traditional marketing through different association advertising, but we find that if people are interested in online appointment scheduling for their business, they're there and they're searching for it. So our goal has always been to be accessible online with the search engines, because if people are buying, that's where they're going.
Right.
So that's been a big one. We kind of have two facets of our business. One is for that small to medium sized business, when we have coaches, massage therapists, counselors. And again, they're looking for something, because they're our ideal market is for that busy entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If they're implementing a Coconut Calendar because they're just getting started, sure, it will be great. But if you have two customers, you're going to deal with them through text, is what we found. So we're really trying to position ourselves as we're for the, like you, Erica, someone who's super busy, you know, needs some tools to be more productive, save time, work smarter, not harder.
Right.
And our other side is we deal a lot with enterprise solutions. So in Canada, we have TELUS Mobility, which is equal to a Verizon in the States, a telecommunication company. And so we kind of do scheduling at two different levels. And we're currently going through our brand to say, okay, how do we position ourselves? There's two needs, but two different reasons for those needs, and breaking up that market.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it sounds like you have a handle on that. And so mostly just word of mouth then, old-fashioned word of mouth.
Old-fashioned word of mouth. I don't know if anything ever trumps that. We are, as we've expanded, we were quite small, and I think this is the struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs. There's just so much to do. Like you have your own book work, you have project management, you have marketing, you have sales, you have fixing. So one of the things we did this year is we brought on actually a marketing strategist, and Courtney is running that, who you spoke with earlier. And so, you know, we're looking at expanding that, because we realize that there's more opportunities than just word of mouth. So we're, even though we've been around for a while, we're still on that road of getting that rolled out and doing some exciting things with that.
Yeah, I have to say with my coaching business, it's been the perfect solution. And having this, I have three different services on my Coconut Calendar right now. So I have the podcast guest who can book themselves. I have a Aloha session, which is my discovery call or clarity call to take on new clients. Mm-hmm. And then I have for my one-to-one clients, they book themselves for their weekly sessions. Mm-hmm. So it's just been perfect for me. And I've been trying to talk a lot about Coconut Calendar in the podcast communities I'm in, because we're always booking guests, and this, it's just been so easy to do, to use this.
Well, do you know what? Whether you're an enterprise client or you're yourself, Erica, the truth is that appointment scheduling is becoming mainstream. Mm-hmm. We don't wonder if we can book our flight online. We don't wonder if we can book a hotel online. We just assume. And when people are thinking about coaching or, you know, whatever it might be, if it's 10 o'clock at night and they're in that zone, again, you need to have an immediate way for that customer to book with you, because then they're committing, you know. And if they don't have that ability to commit with you right away, then there's a chance that you lose that opportunity to work with them.
Yes, that's exactly right. Especially if you're working in different time zones, you never know when they're going to be available for or have the inspiration to move forward and book it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, when you're busy, you can't always just drop what you're doing either. So it's a great way just to have them get it done, and you say when you're available. So.
Well, it's been perfect for me.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Catherine, are you ready for the WikiWiki round?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, first we're going to break for our sponsor, Hilton Waikoloa Village in Hawaii, who makes this all possible.
Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, eight world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo.
Okay, we're back. Are you ready for the WikiWiki round?
You better.
Okay. Well, I have to preface this question that I normally ask, which is, what are your three favorite tools? So I'm going to say, besides Coconut Calendar, any apps or software, hardware, paper, planner, what are you using right now? Three tools.
Okay, 100%. If you don't have Slack and you have multiple vendors you're even working with or colleagues, Slack, S-L-A-C-K, changed our life at Coconut Calendar.
Okay.
It gets you out of your email, and you have these different channels, and you have conversations, and it's just all in one nice centralized area. We love it. Could not live without it. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Another one we use is Basecamp.
Okay.
It's like a project management solution. So it's a great way if you're working with clients, you can say, okay, here's what we talked about last week. We do all our meeting minutes, to-dos, like what's your takeaway, what's my takeaway, and everything. Again, they can log in one centralized area. They know what's expected of them. They know what we need to work on. Really good tool.
But yeah, I've used Basecamp before, and Slack, I think the way a lot of people I know use it, they use Slack with Asana rather than Basecamp. So that's just interesting that you're using Basecamp. So that's a good thing to learn.
Yeah, we use Slack internally and we use Basecamp for external.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third tool.
Third one, I thought this would be great for your listeners, is FreshBooks.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're online invoicing. We selected them. Super usable interface, number one. Two, if you're a coach and let's say you're doing repeating sessions every 2 weeks, you can set up reoccurring billing cycles. You can charge with a credit card, with PayPal, and they have some great reports. And if you have a team, we do all of our timesheet recording in there. So it's it's a really great tool, and I recommend it to a lot of entrepreneurs. It's phenomenal.
That's a great suggestion. We haven't had that suggestion yet, so thank you for that. And what would be, if you could narrow it down, what would be your three best pieces of advice for new or struggling entrepreneurs?
Okay. One, ask for help. Okay. I didn't want to admit I didn't know. And even when you do know, ask for help. I'm even told that even now. Catherine, just ask for help. So ask for help. And I would also tie and listen to your intuition, mm-hmm. you know, as I'm leaning more towards females here, but in our gut, we usually know what's right or wrong. And even if it doesn't follow that path of what we should do, because Lord knows I have not followed that path of what I should have done. Mm-hmm. It's always been right.
Yes.
Follow that internal GPS you have. Don't underestimate what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
We have that ability sometimes as struggling entrepreneurs to be like, oh yeah, we're kind of meek and we're humble. You know, don't be afraid to stand up and understand that you do have something to offer and somebody does need your service.
I think those are perfect. And I think I always put two and three together, because that don't underestimate yourself. I work with a lot of women that are undercharging and overworking. And when they get a new potential client, their intuition always tells them whether they should take on that client or if it's going to be a problem client. But because they're underestimating themselves, they take them on anyway, and then everyone's miserable. So I really like that you reminded us.
It's that fear because you want to be successful and you need the clients, but you are actually more successful to yourself by listening to yourself.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. And I just read an article about having an ideal client requirement checklist. So
why not to
help people through that?
I had one of those when I met my husband.
Okay. Yeah, it works for dating
this is
too.
What I need from a man. Do you have this? If not, move it along, mister.
That's perfect. Now, going off on a tangent here, did you happen to work with a dating coach at all with when you were dating or looking for a husband?
No, but I was, I don't know if I should admit this or not, but I was engaged twice before my husband.
Uh-huh.
And so I just thought to myself, just because they ask you to marry them doesn't mean you have to say yes.
Right.
Perfect. So you think long term, and actually it's funny because when I started to think about who I wanted as a partner in my life, it's the same thing as your business. Mm-hmm. And I always say, if you think long term, where do you want to be? Do you want to work from anywhere in the world? You know, some of those things you're talking about, having that lifestyle based business. Every day, if you make a decision that gets you closer, you're going to get there.
Right.
Every day. It's so overwhelming as an entrepreneur to get there. It's such a long road and so many things. And that goes on to my third thing. We sometimes get hung up if we're doing it right or not. And so I remember thinking, like, how am I going to do this? Maybe I need to take another job. And I remember my mother saying to me, she goes, well, is that going to get you closer to your goal? And the answer was no. What would get me closer to my goal is if I spent the time I would be working at another job would be to actually work on my own business. And so I think sometimes we just get scared and kind of panic. But if we make those little small steps, I mean, that's why no successful entrepreneur can say, I did A, B, and C. Because the truth is, it's not that simple.
Right. No formulas or blueprints or anything that anyone's trying to sell.
But I've always had the philosophy, I think Deepak Chopra said it, if you strive for excellence, success will come.
Perfect. Perfect way to end this little discussion. Thank you for being here. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have any free gifts or opportunities for the listeners?
Yes. So, Erica, anyone that's listening to your show that's interested in trying out Coconut Calendar, we always do the free first month for people to come in. But what I would like to offer your listeners is if they try it for the first month and they want to keep going, we'll actually extend that another month. So they'll get 2 free months.
Oh, wow.
Of the tool. And all they need to do is just let us know that they heard of us through you, and no questions asked. We will give them that additional 1 month credit, regardless of what size of package that they sign up with.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That is so wonderful. And I have to say as well, when I stumbled upon Coconut Calendar, I loved that I could try it and not put my credit card in there, you know, to yes, do the free trial.
We do not request the credit card. And the other thing too, Erica, is that we have no cancellation penalty. So we don't make you sign up for a year. You sign up month to month. You decide it's working for you. Great. You decide you don't like it. We just stop your next payment. No questions asked.
That's so helpful, especially since we were just talking about all the struggle people were going through. That is such a generous gift. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Erica.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Palhana Escape Artists, work is done on this episode. I hope you enjoyed meeting Catherine. And isn't it just so refreshing to hear how she is building and nurturing her team? I think if more businesses were run like Coconut Calendar, I might be out of business because people would just be too much in love with their jobs. And just listen to how she started this company. She just wanted to be able to schedule her own self-care and massages a little bit easier. You never know where that next idea will come from. So stay present in your life and don't glaze over just going through the motions. Don't forget, word-of-mouth marketing is still alive and well. Take a look at your marketing plan and see how you can listen deeply to your clients and customers and show some love to your raving fans so that they can't help but talk about you to their family and friends. Don't forget to claim your complimentary 2 months of Coconut Calendar. Just go ahead and sign up for the free trial and then email or call their team to let them know that you heard about it on the Erica Duran Show, and they'll get you all set up with your extra month of use of Coconut Calendar to your account. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co/33 to get all the links and resources for this episode. Mahalo for listening, a hui ho, until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.